Hello, friends. Welcome to day number 117 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. I'm so glad to have you here with us today. If you're a first-time guest, thank you for being here. We know that your time is valuable, and you have seen that it is profitable to read God's Word, and that's what we're all about here as part of this Bible in a Year reading plan. It is developing the holy habit of reading God's Word each and every day so that we might be formed by it, motivated by it, and filled to overflowing with God's grace because of it, so that we might share the good news with the world around us and make a difference in bringing God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So today, we are going to be reading from Nehemiah chapter 11 through 13. This will actually wrap up our time in Nehemiah. Also, the reading plan suggests that you read Psalm number 117 and Proverb number 24. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Nehemiah chapter 13, but be sure to read the rest on your own. If you're enjoying this Bible in a Year reading plan, I invite you to click like and subscribe on your listening platform, as that does help the podcast get seen in search results for others who are looking for a reading plan, and it also helps you be notified when a new episode is available. Thank you for considering doing me that kindness. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the hearing of the people, and it was found written in it that an Ammonite and a Moabite should not enter into the assembly of God forever, because they didn't meet the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. It came to pass that when they had heard the law, that they separated all the mixed multitude from Israel. Now before this, Eliashib, the priest, who was appointed over the rooms of the storehouse of our God, being allied to Tobiah, had prepared for him a great room, where before they laid the meal offerings, the frankincense, the vessels, and the tithes of the grain, the new wine, and the oil, which were given by commandment to the Levites, the singers, and the gatekeepers, and the wave offering for the priests. But in all this, I was not at Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I went to the king. And after some days I asked leave of the king, and I came to Jerusalem, and understood the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah, in preparing him a room in the courts of God's house. It grieved me severely. Therefore I threw all Tobiah's household stuff out of the room. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the rooms. I brought into them the vessels of God's house with the meal offerings and the frankincense again. I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, so that the Levites and the singers who did the work had each fled to his field. Then I contended with the rulers and said, "Why is God's house forsaken?" I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithe of the grain, the new wine, and the oil to the treasuries. I made treasurers over the treasuries: Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah. And next to them was Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their business was to distribute to their brothers. Remember me, my God, concerning this, and don't wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for its observances. In those days I saw some men treading wine presses on the Sabbath in Judah, bringing in sheaves and loading donkeys also with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day in which they sold food. Some men of Tyre also lived there, who brought in fish and all kinds of wares and sold on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, "What evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Didn't your fathers do this? And didn't our God bring all this evil on us and on this city. Yet you bring more wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath. It came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the doors be shut, and commanded that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath. I set some of my servants over the gates, so that no burden should be brought in on the Sabbath. So the merchants and sellers of all kinds of wares camped outside of Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said to them, "Why do you stay around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you." From that time on, they didn't come on the Sabbath. I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me for this also, my God, and spare me according to the greatness of your loving kindness. In those days I also saw the Jews who had married women of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spoke half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. I contended with them, and cursed them, and struck certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, "You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons, or for yourselves." Didn't Solomon, the king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations there was no king like him. And he was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, foreign women caused even him to sin. Shall we then listen to you to do all this great evil, to trespass against our Lord in marrying foreign women? One of the sons of Joiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, my God, because they have defiled the priesthood, and the covenant of the priesthood, and of the Levites. Thus I cleansed them from all foreigners, and appointed duties for the priests, and for the Levites, everyone in his work, and for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, my God, for good. Holy God, you are so good to us. Even when we stray, you are patient, you are kind. You won't force your ways upon us, but rather will let us have the freedom of choice. Sometimes that freedom of choice leads us into sin, and we reap the consequences of our own sin. That you love us enough to remain standing in the midst of us with your arms wide open, ready to receive us back into fellowship. So God, be with us now as we read your word. Send forth your Holy Spirit and illuminate these words, that we might fall in love with you over and over each day. It's in the name of Jesus we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Well, friends, it really has only been a few chapters since the new residents of Jerusalem, those who have returned from exile out of Babylon, have come back, and they have experienced worship together, and then eventually they confessed their sins, and they said that they would not neglect the duties of the house of God. That's what chapter 10 was all about. Dedicating themselves once more to keeping the house of God in proper order. And in chapter 9, that's where they really confess their sins to God, how they were a rebellious people, the time of the wilderness to the time that God brought them through the promised land under the leadership of Joshua and the judges. They said, you know what? We're repenting of that, and we're doubling down on our commitment to you. We will not neglect our duties, our relationship with you. And here in chapter 13, it says that Nehemiah was gone for a time. And then he heard upon his return with this visit that he made that the people went right back to their old ways. And really, that should not be a surprise to us. They were found, in fact, to be neglecting their relationship and their duties. So Nehemiah goes into Jerusalem and he cleanses the place of all of the atrocities of what has been committed. and provide some final reforms so that the house of God would be in good order. Yet we know, given the track record of Israel, that even that will be short-lived. Because, again, humanity has this condition, and that is a tendency towards sin. We've seen this cyclical pattern throughout the whole of the Old Testament thus far, starting with the disobedience of Adam and Eve and how that sinful tendency has communicated down through the generations, has been passed down through us. And no judges and no kings were able to keep us from ourselves. Even the kings, like Solomon, sinned, even though they were kind of the prototypes of what a good king would look like. They were still human. And the people, of course, are human as well. And it really is going to take a different type of king to disrupt this pattern, to save us from it, to pick us up out of the rut and put us on proper footing to have freedom over sin and death. And that person is God himself, Emmanuel, God with us, in the person of Jesus Christ, the true king, who would come to defeat sin and death once and for all. So again, Nehemiah wraps up still with an indication that we're looking forward to that day when Jesus comes. And friends, we now, since Jesus has come, he lived, died, was resurrected, and ascended into heaven, we are now anticipating Jesus' final return, when Jesus comes to put under his total subjection the entire world, all of our enemies, to snuff out evil once and for all, and to bring about that eternal kingdom where there will be no more tears, no more disease, no more war, and when we get to dwell in perfect unity with God, the way it was intended to be all along. I hope that you are looking forward to that day. That's what keeps us pushing forward. That's the hope that we have, the sure hope through Jesus Christ our Lord. So friends, I hope you enjoyed this time together today, and I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow. God bless.